Blog Talk Radio.
President General George McClellan, known as the Little Napoleon of the Union Army, was born on this day, and of course Lincoln had a lot of frustrations with him because he wouldn't get off his butt. He finally fired McClellan, and Lincoln could not find a general to really carry the war to the South until Lincoln found General Ulysses Simpson Grant. Excuse me. McClellan later ran against Lincoln as a Democrat, and he lost. It's always a warning about generals who get the bee in the bonnet, as Abraham Lincoln used to say. Among the births and deaths and events today, Gilbert Stuart, he painted the famous portrait of George Washington. And that was the only portrait we have known of Washington. And, of course, Dolly Madison saved that portrait in the White House, which was in the White House. And when the British marched on Washington, we were going to burn the entire Capitol down. And she saved those pictures, those portraits. The first Catholic Archbishop of Baltimore was born on this day, a guy named Francis Crick. Maryland was the first Catholic state in the colonies before, and then, of course, we later got places like Massachusetts and Delaware and Maine, where a lot of Catholics came in. And let's see. If you like potatoes, Sir Thomas Harriot introduced potatoes in England and in the 15th century, and the English, when they conquered overran Ireland, planted potatoes over there. And of course, later they had the Great Potato Famine because of a pest that attacked the potatoes. But a lot of people don't know that the Irish did make vodka. We usually hear about Bushnell's and some of the other Irish distillers, but the Irish do make vodka, and I understand it's pretty good. Also on this day, we had the first black trial, first black jurors. You know, we had two in the Ferguson grand jury, and not talking about that, but Jefferson Davis, when he was captured, he was the president of the Confederacy. He was considered a traitor. He had been a military hero in the Mexican War, and also he was the Secretary of War in, I think, Pierce's cabinet, and also he's the guy that introduced camels to the Southwest. They were supposed to replace horses, and I understand there may be some camels, still running around there. Also, we have the first U.S. flag in 1775 was hoisted aboard a ship called USS Alfred. I don't have a picture of that ship. On this day also, we had Henry Stanley, who was an orphan in England, immigrated probably illegally to the United States, and he served in the American Civil War, and then he became a newspaper correspondent, and he went to Africa to find Livingston, and he did find him and brought Livingston back to the coast, and Livingston was honored by a state funeral in Westminster Abbey. I think he's buried there. But Henry Stanley later returned to Africa and founded the city of Leopoldville, which has been renamed after the blacks took over the Belgian Congo, after all that abuse by the Belgians. Also on this day, we had explosion, the chemical explosion at Bhopal in Pakistan, I think, and Mel Belli. I had an interview with him, and he had part of the lawsuit on that case. On this day, also a South African, Dr. Christian Barnard, Afrikaner, developed a medical procedure to implant the first human heart into a human, a heart transplant. And also, we had on this day, Illinois was admitted to the United States as the 21st state on the day 1818. We have also the Indo-Pakistani War, another war in 1971, a very bitter war. And also on this day, we had the first congressional first broadcast of a congressional session. Now, there's a public policy question about these domestic terrorists, this Occupy and all these other radical lefts who claim they're protesting the decision of the grand jury in the Darren Wilson case and the Michael Brown homicide. And they claim we had an incredible, I have the audio of this young lawyer named Wozniak, I don't think he's related to Steve, who made a statement that, oh, it's okay if these protests, he's defending protesters, so-called protesters or domestic terrorists, who trash stores, not only trash stores, but stole items out of there. What does that have to do with protesting the Michael Brown homicide? So this guy Wozniak trying to defend that, and we'll play that tape probably next week. But here's a public policy question. A lot of damage has been done by all this rioting, whether it's whites against black businesses, trashing black businesses, Watts, Tulsa, Oklahoma, there was East St. Louis, and there was Chicago. Now, here's what Mayor Daley, his response to rioters.
Days of rioting in a Negro section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn city. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact. Firemen were harassed by snipers and brick-throwing hoodlums as they attempted to control the fires, many of which were left to burn themselves out. As the National Guard moved in to restore comparative calm, the losses by fire alone were put at $200 million. No attempt has yet been made to estimate the losses suffered at the hands of the looters who stole everything from liquor to playpens. Firemen were later issued flak suits of bulletproof mesh to protect them from snipers who continued to shoot from rooftops. Nearly 3,000 were arrested, and authorities had to open abandoned jails to house those netted by the police. It took the appearance of 14,000 troops to bring an end to what both Negro and white leaders called insurrection by hoodlums. Civil rights leaders were quick to deplore the unbridled lawlessness, and Martin Luther King vowed to do all in his power to prevent a recurrence in Los Angeles or anywhere. An uneasy calm prevails in what is known as the Watts area of the city. A curfew was put into effect, and the entire section declared off limits to all but residents. The people who live here are suffering great hardship with no grocery, drug, or other service stores able to operate. A task force of 1,000 policemen stays on the alert as the thousands of guardsmen patrol an area of 35 square miles. The outbreak spread to other Southern California cities, but were quickly quelled. And Los Angeles authorities say they are now ready to move with dispatch if lawlessness breaks out anew. The riots in Los Angeles have written a sorrowful page in American history.
That isn't the only one. This is what Richard Daley said about the riots in Chicago.
In the heat of emotion and riot, some policemen may have overacted. But to judge the entire police department by the alleged action of a few would be just as unfair as to judge our entire younger generation by the action of this mob. I would like to say here and now that this administration, our administration, and the people of Chicago have never and will condone brutality at any time, but they will never permit a lawless, violent group of terrorists to menace the lives of millions of people.
That was Mayor Daley, and of course there were two riots in Chicago. There was the death of Martin Luther King, the assassination, and then of course Robert Kennedy, and that was I believe March of 1968. And the Chicago police were caught. They weren't prepared for that one, and Daley was embarrassed and he was very upset. But the Democratic National Convention was scheduled to be held in August of 1968, and this time the Chicago police were ready. And, of course, the critics claim that the police was a police riot. But it's interesting that nobody was killed. There were some bruises. There were some battered heads and limbs. But nobody was killed. Nobody was seriously injured. There were arrests. And, of course, there were some policemen who did trash cars, puncture tires and smash windows. Excuse me. But... this is what happens in these riot situations. But throughout American history, we've had major riots by Ku Klux Klan against black stores, black neighborhoods. We've had East St. Louis. There was one there. There was one in, I think, 1905 in Chicago on the south side. There was one in Washington, D.C. There was one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in what was known as the Black Wall Street. And then, of course, in the 30s, we had Nazi youth and the SS, the Ernest Röhm crowd, these young thugs going around trashing Jewish businesses. Now, what happened in Ferguson and what has been carried over into Oakland, California, San Francisco, and other cities, this breaking into stores, smashing windows, getting paint and throwing it all over the streets and on buildings, stealing property items from the stores. Is that any different than what the SS and the Nazis did to the Jewish businesses in Germany? Is that any different to what the Ku Klux Klan did to black businesses? Is that any different to what happened in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., in East St. Louis, Los Angeles? I think not. But, you know, we're going to pay for this. The insurance companies have to pay these people for all this damage. And, of course, that means that they've got to spread the loss. And, of course, premiums are going to go up. But the key question is, should the rioters who are caught, tried, and convicted, should they be required to pay for the damage that they have caused? Should their leaders be prosecuted? And should, if they can't pay for the damage, that should these rioters who've done this damage, these domestic terrorists, should they be required to work at least a year in public service work, clean streets, cleaning up graffiti, all that sort of thing? It's time to hold these people accountable. This is the whole thing. No, none of these people want to be held accountable. And they try to mask their terrorist acts by saying this is an expression of free speech. And we have stupid lawyers like this guy, Wozniak, making this incredible statement that he's a defense lawyer for one of the rioters who's been arrested and has been charged. And, of course, I will play his comment that was recorded yesterday. Excuse me. Now, also, people have asked what has happened to People's Temple, and People's Temple was torn down. It's one of the infamous sites in here in San Francisco, and it's now a site of a United States post office. So you won't see People's Temple there anymore. Now, we're going to have some special broadcasts. San Francisco's last great, honest, ethical, and competent mayor who had international prestige, excuse me, was George Christopher. His birthday, he came over here as an infant. He was his parents legally immigrated from Greece and became San Francisco's greatest mayor and a great builder, and of course a personal friend of mine. And I did many interviews with him and for audio and visual history. And also we have an unusual connection to December 7th here in San Francisco, and so we're going to have a special show on December 7th commemorating Pearl Harbor Day. And now on the east, it's December 6th, I understand, because of the international dateline, or it might be the other way around. Anyway, I'm losing my voice, so we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be putting more stuff up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. Excuse me. And so we'll end right now with our politics and poker before I lose my voice. I'm just getting over whatever this is. So here we go. Politics and poker. Where are you? Here we go. And we're going to be doing more on, military leaders like November. More were born in November who were World War II leaders, and all who had World War I experience. So we will, I forgot Winston Churchill and Admiral Leahy, American Admiral. So we'll be doing something in December. And we have, since it is December, we will be doing two segments on two of the worst leaders in world history. And that was Hideki Tojo, who was born in December, and also Chairman Mao, who was born into a Mandarin family. A lot of people don't know that. And, of course, one of my ancestors, Kit Carson, was born also on December 24th. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony. Up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Mike, why?
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little phrase. Good and bold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Dave, he's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23. What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
either Friday, it depends on something coming up, and we're definitely going to do a special on Sunday, December 7th. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We'll have more up there. This is Peter Paul Brizola. I'm losing my voice. Stay safe, stay warm, and prepare for Christmas. And if you didn't get a chance to go to your downtown stores or stores where there was rioting, windows breaking, and other domestic terrorism and unrest, call the merchandiser that had offered these limited time sales on Black Friday, and ask them, tell them that you wanted to come down and buy, or you wanted to buy their products, but you were, because you feared for your safety, and would they extend the sale prices to you? Ask and expect to receive. This is Peter Paul Brizola. Good night.